I'm Erica Lynn, and we all know the ocean is the most demanding environment on Earth, consistently testing the reliability and durability of our equipment. When you spend as much time fishing as I do, you know that reliable gear is essential for staying on the water. This is why I went with Abyss Battery to power my trolling motor, electronics, and outboard. The guys at Abyss Battery are rattling the saltwater industry by manufacturing performance marine batteries specifically designed for sonar, outboards, trolling motors, and electronic fishing reels. They're also Bluetooth compatible, so I found checking battery statuses right on your phone while you're out on the water is a huge game changer. To learn more about why Abyss batteries are used by the pros and factory installed by premier boat builders, visit abyssbattery.com.
Ow! Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy rinse-free whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White, a whiter smile without the wince.
People always say, have a nice day, just nice. Why not have an ultimate day with $20 scratch-offs from the Ohio Lottery? There's $2 million ultimate cash with over $37 million in $50 to $500 prizes. Or maximum millions with over $59 million in total cash prizes. Both games have a top prize of $2 million. So why settle for nice? Take your day up a notch with the Ohio Lottery's $2 million ultimate cash and maximum millions. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast After Show. All right, so a lot going on. Kevin, you say that the apocalypse may be coming in 2 days. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. April 8th. Jesus is coming back. Rapture is happening. Get ready. Give all your worldly possessions away and get ready.
So I think there was something about no man will know the hour or the time, but we all know that April 8th is definitely going to be the time, right?
That's it. It was going to be 2012.
Okay.
Then sure. That didn't work out.
Because the Mayans knew. They were deep. Yeah.
Before that, it was Y2K. For some reason, Jesus works on,
man's
exactly
calendar.
Man's right. Calendar, right? That didn't work out. There's one in 2008. And now we're coming up on another one, man. This is going to be this is big stuff.
All big right. Stuff. So well, I will say, go ahead.
Yeah, apparently we have not got over the idea that whenever there's a solar eclipse, even though it's only happening to like 8 states in North America.
It really isn't everything revolve around America.
I mean, everybody knows that Kevin. Jesus is the greatest American that ever lived.
Right. Exactly. Number one American.
Yep. So, yeah. So that's, that's important. If you ever had any plans for next weekend, you might as well cancel them shits.
Cancel it. Yep. Well, Kevin, I have to point out, here's the thing. Now, one, at work, they did pass out stare at the sun glasses because you don't want to stare at the sun unless, unless you're wearing good glasses.
All right.
You might want to turn down the light on your thing there. It's a little bright.
Right.
You're blinding us. There you go. Well, I don't know. It's all the same. There. Oh, better.
A little bit better, huh?
I don't know. You see you. I don't know. Anyway, sorry. The earthquake in New York, they said in the Bible, in end times, there will be earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
Earthquake in New York City.
War after war and rumors of war.
Times?
Yep.
Are we not, Kevin? Right
all
now,
the signs are there.
Digital currency. The UN, that's a big part of the New World Order. It's just a matter of time.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. I only see bad things, but I gotta say, now the UN was meeting and they were talking about aid for Gaza at the time when the earthquake happened. So, see, you're kind of turning on Israel a little bit, turning away from God's chosen people.
Yeah, I heard the epicenter of that was only 3 miles away from Bedminster from Trump's golf course down there, man. I don't know, dude. I don't know. You know, that's one strike shy of getting struck by lightning when you right. walk into a church. You know what I mean?
I thought it was a little something. Maybe Chris Christie was out jogging and he tripped, or you know, I don't know. I heard so they were like, "Oh, New Jersey," and I'm like, "Yeah, I know what happened there."
Poor Chris Christie and his big flabby ass.
Now you felt this earthquake in New York.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I did. I did. I mean, really. It's not.
Is it one of those things where you're like, did I feel something? Or was it like,
did a truck drive by? That's kind of what it was.
That's kind of.
I was like, what was that? And I was looking at a mirror that was on a dresser. And okay. I was like, it seems like that mirror is shaking a lot. I said, that's weird. And I just went back about my business. And then my wife was like, oh, we just had an earthquake. I just looked online. Yep. So.
Nice. Yeah,
wasn't that exciting. I didn't even realize it was an earthquake when it was happening. I just, you know, whatever. So,
now, slow burn says 4.2. Was it maybe 4.7? I don't know. 4.2 is a little weak on you.
Yeah, it wasn't a real earthquake. I lived
it's not
in
like
California
earthquake.
I lived in California for years and never felt an earthquake, and then I moved to Illinois and got one, and I didn't even know they had earthquakes there, and then.
And then
in New York. So, I mean, whatever. Right.
Well, I'm just saying I'm glad I got out of that heathen state because I'm not having problems. Mm-hmm. Now, you said that we were talking earlier and you mentioned there's some other legal trouble going on in New York. Is that right?
Yeah, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. Right. $17.5 million they have to pay in reparations. Apparently, they're making women take off their hijab for their mugshots
while they're in prison or jail.
What? Yeah, arrested for crimes, for accused of crimes, we'll say.
Accused. Yeah. Now, are we only, I'm sure you don't have the answer to this, but are we only giving reparations to the people who were not guilty or not convicted?
I don't know. They're not giving reparations to the people that they had to do body cavity searches on. So I don't know what the difference is between, you know, reaching up inside of somebody versus looking at their face.
I feel like that's more of invasive, you know,
it seems more invasive.
A body cavity search sounds more invasive than taking off the hijab. But, you know,
I had a friend of mine who was a corrections officer and he said, if somebody's smuggling something in their butthole, and you make them squat and cough, it's going to come out.
Yeah.
So
you just got to do that, right?
Right.
I mean, we don't
right.
even
you
need
shouldn't
to
have
get
to put
there.
Any digits up in there or anything. You know what I mean? But,
you know, it's a personal preference, you know.
Whatever.
Kevin, we live in an ugly world. Mm-hmm. Anything else going on in the news? I think Israel maybe bombed some aid workers. Does that
Yeah, that wasn't like good luck, dude. It wasn't. You know, I thought it was like a stray bomb hit. They reported first that it was a IED by Hamas.
That sounds more right. Because like, Israel can do no wrong, right? Isn't that
Yeah. And then it turns out that they bombed the first truck in the convoy. The people from the second truck got the people out of the truck and brought them back to the second truck. And then they blew up that truck. And then they pulled the people back into the third truck, and then they blew up the third truck. So they really, it seemed like they were planning it out and hitting them one by one and, you know, trying to maximize damage. So I don't know, dude, it seems a little sketchy. I don't think that anyone would on purpose bomb aid workers.
Right.
But it really looks like they
look like
aid workers.
Well, sometimes you don't know. You're like, oh, they're not aid workers. They're bad guys.
Right.
Because we did that, the U.S., about 2 years ago. We ended up killing in Iraq, in Afghanistan, right when we were pulling out. No, it was Iraq, where we ended up getting, the guy was like the head of an aid organization, and we took out his whole family. It was like 10 people.
Yeah.
But we were like Israel was up front, like, oh, yeah, we did that. That was an accident. We messed up. Sorry. The U.S. was like, no, that guy was a terrorist.
And that never happened.
No, he's not. No, he was a terrorist. We're sure. And then, oh, yeah, that was bad. And then we were like, but that happens in war. That just happens. But when Israel does it, we're like, nope. Look, those guys are fucked up. nope, we can't support Israel anymore. You know what? We got to just, we need to put sanctions on them or do something because they're just out of control.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's war. I mean, I hate to say it. When you start shit, you're going to get
shit happens.
You know, it's one of those things. Yeah.
I imagine if I was on the ground bringing food to people that were starving to death or whatever, some sort of,
you'd be pissed, you know, hippie if somebody bombed you.
Yeah, but I would also kind of expect that if I'm going there, that there's a high risk of me getting killed.
Really? So if you go into a war zone, there is potential that you might be exposed to war.
Yeah, no matter what you're doing, even if you're a good guy. Yeah.
Even good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That journalists, all sorts of people get blown up.
I was going to be like helpful, and now I'm thinking less likely. So, like firemen, they could be exposed to fire if they go into burning buildings.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do?
It's an ugly world.
I mean, it is shitty that those people got blown up. I agree with that. Yeah,
it is. No, there's definitely bad things out there happening, and you know. Obviously, we would like the world to be a better place. Like, our government never does anything wrong. Like, if they do good things to help us, that always works out good, though, right? I can still count on things, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can.
I don't want you to shatter my whole paradigm in one day.
And I assure you that Social Security will be completely funded by the time you and I retire. So, good news on that.
So, there's good things. You know, there are things to look forward to, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. I see that. I don't know, Kevin. It's an ugly world we're living in these days. What else is going on in the news? So, like I said, there's the big eclipse to look forward to. We're not going to look at the sun.
That's right. Don't look at the sun. I got my glasses. I do have my glasses.
You're ready?
I'm ready to go. I'm ready
to go. I have some at work. I wasn't really planning on participating in this whole stare at the sun thing. So I'll probably bring those home for the family. But, you know.
All right. Well, I mean, I've got to go 3 hours if I want to see the total eclipse. I'm only going to get 97% where I'm at. And I'm really thinking that that's not going to be worth it. 3 hours there, 2 minutes looking at the sun, and then 3 hours back. I'm not into it. I'll be fine. I think I'll be fine here in New York where I'm at.
Oh, you guys. Kevin, I think you need to commit. That's all I can say.
I should just go drive up to Buffalo and get the full experience. I have a friend that's telling me that they're renting a van so they can bring all their friends and family up with them. And they asked me if I wanted to go. And I said, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. What are you getting down there in North Carolina? You getting
I didn't look into this.
You're getting a full.
I know at work they're going to go out and have some kind of watch party or something. And I'm like, really? Maybe we should focus on making engines and not worry about shenanigans. But I think after this Baltimore ship crash, we don't have any parts anymore. So they're like,
oh, really?
The sun. And, yeah.
Nothing coming in Baltimore anymore, huh?
I don't know. It's things aren't looking up for you know, there's always something. It was COVID. We didn't have any materials and, you know, we're some kind of essential workers out there living our best life. And then now.
But there's nothing to do.
No, nothing to do. So.
All right. Well, I mean, plenty to look forward to this week. Jesus coming back. Eclipse.
Jesus coming back.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was out on the news saying that the earthquake and the eclipse is a sign from God that we need to repent. Too many homosexuals out there, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
It's always their fault. They're always blaming the homosexuals for everything. But whatever. Different strokes, right?
Different strokes. So anyway, I do appreciate you guys sticking around and, you know, it's always a good time. I don't know. I think concentration camps, is that coming up for next week? Is that the new play?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to work on that. If you guys have any ideas on concentration camps that weren't just Nazis or FEMAs.
Oh, there were other ones besides the Nazis?
Yeah, send us some of them.
And I think we're going to kind of cover like a history and like how they happen and whatever. but I think we're going to talk a little bit about what might happen in the future.
Ooh, future concentration.
Kevin, did I just blow your mind? You were like, well, that can't happen in modern day. You know, in a civilized society, nobody would put people in camps, right? That would mm-hmm. never happen, I don't think.
Yeah, I did just read an article about a Nazi officer who was accused of running Auschwitz. He was accused of killing 3.5 million people. And he said, no, I only killed 2.5 million people. The other million people died of diseases.
Yeah, that was grossly exaggerated. Grossly. Right. I don't know. It's an ugly world is all I'm saying. So, but I do mm-hmm. appreciate you guys sticking around. Like I said, I think we need to think about a gun episode because we don't even talk about guns anymore. And Kevin, you know, are we even taking survival seriously if we're not talking about guns?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and everybody knows prepping is only about buying ammo.
Only about having a lot of ammo on hand, maybe burying some, keeping some in the kitchen drawers, and keeping it, you know, ready and available. So anyway, I really appreciate you guys sticking around and you're awesome. So with that, stay safe and we will talk to you guys next week.
The delicious ice-cold taste of Dr. Pepper has a lasting effect on people. Lindsay from Sacramento said,
pro tip, 40 degrees is the perfect temperature for an ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Why is 40 degrees the perfect temperature for Dr. Pepper? We brought in Sue from Duluth, Minnesota to tell us.
Oh yeah, I know a thing or two about cold. Oh, that right there is the perfect kind of ice-cold for Dr. Pepper. Mm, I'd share that with my friend Nancy. She likes Dr. Pepper too, you know. My cold is...
All right, that'll be all, Sue. Having a perfect temperature for your Dr. Pepper? It's a Pepper thing. Inspired by real fan posts.